Every morning, Terry and Armstrong talk Big Brother, looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for May 3rd. I'm your host, Taryn Armstrong, and with me today is Puya. How are you doing, Puya?
I'm doing good, Taryn. Wasn't around for a bit. Now I'm back. We're about to wrap everything up. So let's have a nice couple of last days with the feeds before they're taken away from us till the end of June.
Yeah, we're closing out the season pretty soon here. Yep. But we are here to update you on everything that happened on the Big Brother Canada 6 live feeds yesterday. But first, we're going to talk about the episode last night. Get into that. We won't go into spoilers, but I mean, there's really nothing happening in spoilers. Let's talk about the episode, because this is, I think we saw something extraordinary last night, Puya. We saw something very out of the ordinary, very crazy, very dumb. Will competing in that veto competition.
My God, I've never seen someone be so easily sold to do something so stupid at a critical moment like this. It's unbelievable. I remember when the veto did happen and we saw some like murmurs of, oh, Will just kind of threw it. It's like, why would he throw it? That doesn't make any sense. And then some people said, well, because it was alluded that he won't be safe. I thought, none of this makes sense. I can't wait to see exactly what they mean. My God, that wasn't even that good of a sell. The fact that Derek literally was just like, yeah, you drop Final Four, it's done. It's like, are you joking me? You're not on the block. One, you win the veto, you're fine. You get to do what you want to do. And the fact that he argued initially, like, no, but at this point of the stage, one comp is worth it. It's like, okay, well, that's good. Like, he understands that. Clearly not. This would have been a very good comp for him to win, even if it was the only one he won, because it would have made Kayla send Derek home on her own HOH, which would have been just incredible. The fallout would have been incredible. And little does Will know, his credit with us is pretty slim as it is. And this might have given, you know, the audience a little bit more fireworks for what's going to be a ho-hum week.
Concluded. Yeah. And like, Will was set up to win this competition. Like, yeah. I thought, like, before we saw this play out on the television, that, okay, Will was threatened by Derek. Derek said, if you don't drop right this second, then we are going to take you out of the game this week. I thought that's what was said. And I figured, yeah, Will was probably behind Derek and Kayla, that Derek and Kayla probably had some kind of lead on him. And so he panicked and decided not to take the risk. And even then I was like, wow, this guy is spineless. But then we watch it play out and Derek does not threaten Will. Will is like, the way that he said it, the way that he said it, it was so scary. He was like, dude, Final Four right now. Right now, Final Four, that's it. It's locked in. And Will is like, ah, okay. And Will was standing in the best spot. He had the most amount of reach. There were four pegs left. Kayla was like on all fours. Derek was leaning across. So if Will had needed to take a peg out, all he needs to do is reach down and take one out. He can still stand on two pegs and hold one. If worst case scenario, they take away his handhold, then he can take that away and just stand up against the wall, which Paris was able to do until she had to take another one away. That would have been easy. And like, he was in the best spot by far. I mean, we ultimately saw Kayla was eventually, hanging on by her crotch, and Derek couldn't handle the leaning that he was doing. Will easily could have won that competition. And if he does, he manages to take Derek out of the house, the best competitor, probably in the house. And he is way more set up to win this game. He definitely gets Johnny's vote at that point, I think. And I think that Johnny convinces everyone else that, Will played a better game than Paris and Maddie. So all Will needs to do at that point is get to the end with Paris and Maddie, which is much easier to do if you take Derek out of the game. This is like Tim. This is like Tim and Big Brother Canada 4, just like rage quitting the final three HOH. It's just like, I cannot believe this.
Yeah, and then, you know, Q is exited and he's like, oh, what did I change the thing? I did everything. I played with, I put Parker's name on the line and I worked it through. It's like, come on, man, no. And you think the one person who's been throwing temper tantrums anytime anyone stood in front of him would get angry when, after everything he's done, after the, like, giving his son's name and swearing on it, and now Derek is questioning that, you'd think that would light a fire under him to just obliterate these two. But no, he just simply jumps off. And it doesn't make any sense. Before we get into a little bit more ranting, I want to shout out, you know, Big Brother Canada production or Trevor Boris for putting this comp through. We got this last season of Australian Survivor. And it was refreshing then. And it's still refreshing now. I really enjoyed watching this play out. But definitely this comp was made for Will. Like, with that kind of height, with that kind of reach, that wingspan, he could reach all the pegs. Like, as you mentioned, Paris was able to just lean back until there was a peg above her head that was way beyond her reach to get. So she knew she was out. But Will could have reached any single one of them. He was the only one that looked like he was standing in the same starting position as they did in the beginning. And he could have easily pulled this through. And it would have gone a long way. It would have built him a shred of credibility that he does not have still. And it would have been a, like, it's too late in the game to start building a resume, but damn, that would have been a great point to go into the finale with, which now he doesn't have.
Yeah, and I'm really starting to think that this move in particular, I mean, obviously things can change, but I feel like this move in particular by Will, I think it probably cements the fact that he cannot win this game. We've been talking about, like, oh man, we have to watch out. If it's Will versus Derek, Johnny said that he'd vote for Will and that he might try and convince other people to do that. Plus, Will would have the other members of the trio. But I genuinely don't think that Johnny can justify giving Will his vote, knowing what Will did. And then also, there's the question, some people have been asking me, will the jury see what happened in this competition? I wasn't sure. I asked some jurors from Big Brother Canada 5. And during Big Brother Canada 5 in the jury house, they were shown parts of the veto competition and a very small part of the veto, the ceremonies. The answer, will they see it, is basically what will the producers decide? And given how much they've been, because also, you know, I know from Jordan and everyone else, during Big Brother Canada 3, they saw nothing. So it's really just up to the producers what they decide to show the jury house. So given how much the producers have been slamming Will, I have to imagine, if it is up to their discretion, they would rather people see this than not. And going by last season in the jury house, they probably will see this. So if, especially if they watch this play out live, they're going to be like, wow, Derek, and wow, Will. And I just cannot imagine that Johnny would be able to judge. I mean, he said, he promised us, I'm going to give you a good winner. Don't worry. Will, especially after that veto competition, could never qualify as a good winner. And I cannot imagine that Will can win this game now.
No, I honestly would be bum puzzled if we come Thursday night and we see that play out and he's the winner. I really don't think that's the case anymore. I think he is guaranteed the 20 grand, though. I gotta imagine, unless Kayla and Derek have played each other to the point where they're too afraid to cut each other because betrayal and I won't talk to you for a long, long time afterwards, then he's out like third. But I gotta imagine he's sitting in the finals and he's gonna lose to whoever's sitting next to him at this stage. I really believe so. And I honestly do hope that they show the jury the footage, not just because better information for them, not just because it's the more logical decisions to move forward from that. I want to watch the fallout. I want to watch that go down. I want to watch the reactions. I'm here for that particularly.
You just know Liv is gonna go off on him.
Yeah, Allie's going to lose her mind. Liv's going to grab the bottle. They're going to have drinks to it. It's going to be great. It's going to be view-worthy. I can't believe it. Like, I still can't believe it. Like, Will is an idiot. Beans, of all people, Canadian Beans convinced this kid to drop, and just not in a convincing fashion. And it's like, all the more power to Derek for being able to do that. And like, I really did enjoy the way they, him and Kayla, creepily like smile at each other after they did it. Like, I hope the other three can watch them doing this, because it was pretty entertaining for me too.
Yeah, and I tweeted this out. We can't even say at this point that Dayla needed to win out, because Will could have won that competition and Derek talked him down. That, yeah, like, that is social game. That is strategy. That is not pure competition. They essentially, yeah, got somebody to throw a competition that they couldn't have otherwise won. And that means that in my opinion, this is not a showman's back and forth. This isn't even an Emma Jillian. This is social game strategy at work here. Yep. So. Impressive stuff by Derek here. We know we're coming down to it. The showmance is officially in the final four. It's tricky stuff. What else did we see on this episode? I don't even know. They played a weird game and Paris had, BO or something.
Yeah. We learned about Awkward Hugs, the new game from the hit company Hasbro. And when I heard Awkward Hug, the only hug I can ever think of that is awkward to me is Voldemort and Draco Malfoy. That's the awkward hug, not whatever this was. The worst part was watching Kayla like full on sniff Paris to see if she had BO. That was awkward. And ultimately, I was glad we didn't learn more about this game, just because it's like, come on, just move along. We also did watch the clips of them officially shutting down the Have Not Room and how they managed to do it. With the slop chug, the catacombs nap, and then the moat bathing. So that was also something we saw. And then let's see, what else? We saw Kayla and Derek talk about having their conversation of, oh, you won't cut me, I won't cut you. If you cut me, I'm going to go a long way without talking to you, et cetera, et cetera. So we saw a couple of things, but really the most noteworthy part of all of it was the ridiculousness that ensued in the veto competition.
Yeah, they have to show everything at this point. And it's weird because I feel like we're getting less filler toward the end of the season now that there's nothing to show. I don't get these guys. We did see Derek say, like, let's be the first showmans in Big Brother history to ever make the final two. I tweeted out a picture of Boogie and Erica as a counter example there, which got me thinking, like, why don't showmances make it to the final two more often? Usually when they have the option, they end up cutting each other. That's like basically what we've seen. I mean, you can kind of qualify John and Netta as a showmance. So what happened there? And I think the reasoning is, and this is like a little speculative theory, but Boogie and Erica didn't respect each other. Right. So that's why they were willing to take each other to the end. Because usually when you're in a showmance, by definition, you have feelings for the other person and you respect them and you like, you think very highly of them. And when you think very highly of them, you're like, but they can beat me. So yeah, I need to cut them. So it's a very weird sort of situation there. But with Erica and Boogie, Boogie had zero respect for Erica. Mm-hmm. And Erica didn't have much respect for Boogie by the end.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like, because it goes two ways, right? With a showmance, it's like, if you think the world of them, if you think they're amazing, then you make it seem in your mind for sure they can beat me because they're amazing. I think they're amazing. Why wouldn't anyone else see that? Everyone else is going to see that for sure. Then there's the other way of thinking about it, which is, well, we've been together, we've been counted as a pair for so long, I need to take all the credit for the moves. But if we're both there, we're splitting credit and I don't know where it's going to fall. But if they're gone, I can monopolize all the credit for everything that's done to myself, for myself, and benefit myself. So that's the two ways I think it goes. And then with your example specifically, I feel like it also kind of depends who you're there at the end with. And it wasn't like a Will character they were with, it was Janelle. So that's a little bit more shifty too. It's like, to risk it with Janelle, that's probably not going to end well. And basically now we're looking, and like, honestly, I'll be honest, you know, everyone, I don't like Derek. I haven't liked Derek from the beginning. I know that if he wins, like, he's second best or third best after Kayla to win. And I accept that. I agree. That would be okay. I just don't want him to win, like, personally. So I'm really hoping Kayla, you know, comes together and realizes that that's the move. Never, I think the only other person in the world that wants this East Coast thing to pan out is Andrew from BB Can 1, who just wanted his East Coast thing so bad that he messed up his own game for it. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I do think that when we talk about this in the future, when any off-season podcasts come along, this might have to be one of the most successful showmances in the history of the game, simply because not only have they, you know, beasted comps together, but also just little maneuvers like this, like the veto this week, the fact that they were able to stay alive when both of them were, you know, dead to rights, and, you know, Ali going over Kayla, and just Johnny not being able to get rid of him. Like, there's so many little things that they've done together that have benefited each other to this point is absolutely astounding. And if they do sit at the end together as a showmance, kudos to them.
Yeah. But I think that part of why Kayla feels like she needs to cut Derek when maybe she doesn't is because she likes him a lot. And yeah. So she has a higher opinion of him than maybe she should. And that may cause her to end up cutting him, which may or may not end up being a mistake. We'll just have to wait and see if it ends up happening. All right. I think that's all we had for the episode. So let's get into the spoilers from the day. There's not much, guys. Yeah. I mean, we'll spoil who goes home, who's going home. But you probably knew this already. So, all right. Spoilers. Let's get into it. We're ready to go here. Maddie's going home, obviously. Nothing has changed here. Kayla said it. Nothing has changed. Nothing is going to change. It's Thursday today. So we will be seeing Maddie walk out the door tonight. The trio is not in charge of the votes, so nothing is going to change. Maddie did not know last night. Paris had been talking to her, pretending not to know that Maddie was going to go home. And she was like, talking to Will, like, don't tell Maddie that I knew, because I didn't have the heart to tell her. So Paris is trying to walk this line of like, okay, how do I maintain my jury management? How do I pretend that I didn't know, but then I knew? And that's going to be Paris's night.
Yeah. Paris pretty much just trying to hide it as much as she could. I feel like Will kind of did a similar thing. Now, the interesting thing is that Paris and Maddie talked a bunch, and obviously they talked in a way of like, well, if I leave, I'm gonna like run everything in jury for you. I'm gonna talk you up. You better do the same for me. And then Maddie talked about, you know, potentially if she's the one to go, she wants to talk with everyone today and kind of see where their game is at and like what they think their game is, and then relay it back to Paris and tell Paris everything that she hears at the end. So as you mentioned, it was pretty much set. If you hadn't watched the episode, you could just follow that narrative and you would have been right this week for once. The one interesting statistic that I want to bring up, Taryn, Paris is the fourth Canadian of Persian descent on BB Can. And if she doesn't go tonight, which it looks like she's not, every Canadian of Persian descent has been in the top four every time. Tala came in fourth. Yeah. Netta came in third. Cassandra came in fourth. Well, Cassandra's second time, I guess we should count, but we're not gonna. And then Paris here. So it's a pretty good statistic. I'm pretty surprised by it, but it honestly does look like she might go fourth again, which not ideal, but we'll see.
It's a pretty good stat.
Yeah. Yeah. Not too bad. Not too bad.
So what happens is that Paris ends up talking to Dayla, and they like talk about like, oh, she doesn't know. So Dayla's like, it's fine if you just tell her that you just found out and that we just told you. Hopefully they're saving this in their back pocket, but you usually don't want to give your opponents any advantage that they can get. But Paris is going to run with that. She's going to go to Maddie and she says, they just told me. Mm-hmm. They're sending you home. I feel awful. I feel so bad. This is work, you know, for as much crap as we've been giving Paris, I don't think this was intentional from the start, but the emotional abuse is working. And Maddie is not campaigning against Paris. She's actually, as you said, telling her, this is how you should win the game. I'm going to be campaigning for you in jury, so on and so forth. It's working. It's working. She says, on my way out of the house, I'll turn around and I'll say, Kayla is controlling Derek. To try and get Derek to cut Kayla. They talk a lot about how they do not want Kayla to win this game. Maddie in particular, she's just like, she's not into Kayla. They'd prefer to see Derek win. And that is worrying, right? Because, you know, talking about the scenarios that we were thinking about before, if Kayla cuts Derek to take Will. I know I said Will couldn't win, but that was in every other. I couldn't talk about the spoilers yet. That's why I said it. Because here's where I'm scared that Will could possibly win. Kayla cuts Derek. Derek is super crazy pissed because he would never have done that to her. It will take forever for him to get over it. And he's always been bros with Will. So Derek decides to cast a spite vote for Will. Then we get Paris and Maddie, who would obviously vote for Will over Kayla. That's three. And then we know how much Ryan hates Kayla. We know how great he would feel to be like, oh, guess what? I am the one swing spite vote. Guess what? Will is going to beat you. That's what you get for leaving that awful goodbye message to me. I'm worried.
Yeah, that is literally the darkest timeline, where the best, most ideal winner is sitting there, and then the worst ideal winner is sitting there, and they win. Whoever is doing this roundtable at the end of the season, Dan Gheesling, Ian Terry, Kevin Martin, which winner, please save us. Don't let this happen. Knock some sense into them. Hopefully, you know, superfan Mr. 800 Hours Ryan gets, you know, starstruck and listens to them, whoever it is sitting there with them. You're right, though, Taryn. Like, I didn't really put that into perspective, but that's kind of terrifying. Kind of a lot terrifying. And especially knowing that we can tell, based on the vibes they're playing off each other, that Kayla's the one more into Derek than Derek is into Kayla. He'll be pissed. He will be pissed. And especially, you know, you're coming out at final three. You don't have much time to marinate. You don't have much time to think. You know, it's like, because, like, think about it. If he goes out final four, there's like 2-3 days without Kayla. It's like, damn, he's so used to being around. It's like, I miss her. Like, she's amazing. Whatever. Like, I feel like the turnaround would be there. Whereas you get out and there's like 30 minutes before you have to crown. Exactly. You're like, you know what? F you. I gave you the best 2 months of my life and you did this to me? Screw you. To hell with you. I'm not voting for you. I could see that happening, especially someone like Beans. Like, that's very possible. So, yeah, color me terrified, Taryn. Color me damn terrified right now.
It's just like what did we do to deserve the best player left, at least in the season, at the end, just always having bad jury management? Like, can we please just get people who can do jury management? Why are you leaving that goodbye message to Ryan? Why are you doing these things, Kayla? It's like, with Ross and Paul, and come on, we gotta do better.
Kill me. This the end of the year review for Big Brother podcast that you and the LFC do is going to be very interesting this year with all of the so the alternate one and the person that should have won was hated because they messed up. It's bad, man. It's bad. And like, honestly, Kayla, like, okay, you don't like Ryan, sure, but like, think about it. Ryan allegedly got Canada saved. Like, he's Canada's boy or whatever you want to spin it. Why would you do that? Why would you say that? Like, if you're thinking, you know, twists, you're talking about this triple for the whole season. Why isn't a Canada's vote possible for you? Why are you not worried about that? Like, just little things that Kayla could have done along the way. And like, I know we've talked about throughout the season how Derek's got this better social game in those two of them. And these are the Achilles heels to Kayla, is these little mistakes that she made along the way that could really come back to haunt her. The only other thing she can hope for, if the scenario is exactly what you painted, where Derek's angry and turn Will at the end. The only good thing is that Will's probably not going to be able to really, really articulate his game that well in the questioning portion, which we all know, like, to some degree, they're kind of, you know, pre-decided at that point. But if he performs horribly, then it should go decently. I feel like with Josh and Paul, we had a very similar discussion of like, well, if Josh articulates how much he loves this game and he articulates that, you know, he's been like going along with Paul just to make it here, and he does his big reveal, which he ended up doing all of that. And like in that scenario, the fact that Paul got a little unhinged and was, you know, rolling his eyes and everything at Josh also helped. So, you know, temper tantrum Will, if he gets pissed off, or like if she's able to do something to piss him off, then that could help too. I just can't believe we're sitting here for the last 5 minutes trying to argue ways that Kayla can beat Will when it should just be Kayla beats Will full stop. It's aggravating.
Yeah, and it's rough because like how does she play? Like, who is the easier vote to get? Like, hopefully Derek just votes for her and it's fine.
Yeah.
But if he's deciding not to vote for her, then she's going to have to be like pleading with Derek, like, please, like, you have to forgive me. Like, I had to make this move. And like, you know, that's one way. But then with Ryan, like, you have to also be very, like, if she's mean to, like, I'm just like, I'm worried about it, but we'll just have to see if it happens. You know, it's another thing too, where like, if she ends up taking Derek, then she probably doesn't have Maddie and Paris's vote. Probably doesn't have Will's either, although Will is still pretty mad at Derek for talking him off of the POV. So I think Will gets to the jury, depending on when it is, it might even be final three, but whatever. I'm sure Johnny will like whisper across to Will, like, vote Kayla. So I'm not as worried about Kayla versus Derek. I think that Kayla probably beats Derek, even though Paris and Maddie and potentially Will might also decide to vote for Derek over Kayla. And my other theory that I think comes from the showman's thing, in regards to this, is that like, for whatever reason, and I think this is a society thing too, people often respect the person who is less invested in the relationship. As long as it's not like so much so that it's like, oh, this person is clearly playing you, but just like people don't respect somebody that's like head over heels in love with somebody. They prefer the more even keeled approach. And I think that like when it comes to the game of Big Brother, you know, one of the reasons why Paris and Maddie are like, oh, we don't want Kayla to win, like she's way too into Derek, it's because Derek, very like, they see Derek as the one more willing to cut Kayla, even though Kayla is the one more willing to cut Derek, because of the way that Derek acts in the relationship. And it's weird to me because I think it should be flipped. Like, the person who is brave enough to put themselves out there and make themselves vulnerable should be the one that gets the respect. But instead, it's the other way around.
Yeah, it's because when you are the one that steps outside and completely puts down your mask and reveals your heart out, you're seen as weak. It's like you're being weak right now. And specifically with Derek and Kayla, yeah, Kayla looks completely hoodwinked because Kayla's the only person. Because like it's one thing, Taryn, when it's like, you know, it's a mutual relationship and they both really like each other. They're both in love. One of them's just a little bit more like extreme with it. The other one's like chilled out about it. That's a different argument a little bit. But in this situation, they clearly see Derek as not caring. You know, they do not see him as giving anything. Like, it's almost like they kind of see Derek how Boogie was with Erica by the end. You know, they're like, Derek's just fooling you. You're being schooled by this dumb boy. Wake up. Where is girl power? Be your own person. Be independent. You don't need no man to get you to the end. That's what they want. That's what they're trying to do. I mean, I know they're trying to save their own bacon in the process, but the fact that if they get to the end and it's for sure, it's one of those situations where they're going to be like, well, you deserve to be punished because you didn't listen to us, because he's not that into you and you got fooled and you brought him to the end. Now you should lose to learn your lesson because you didn't learn your lesson this entire time. And that's the worry we all have at this point, is that because she was vulnerable, because she was really into him, she's going to get punished for it.
Yeah, well, I think like everybody has experienced being on the other side of a relationship where like you were head over heels with somebody and they were not head over heels for you, mm-hmm. and it hurts. And so when you see it happen to somebody else, you like you feel that like secondhand embarrassment and you lash out against it and you're like, oh, what a dummy you are for falling for that. When really you're mad at yourself for falling for it that time that you did. But that's basically it. Maddie talks to the cameras. She says it's been her dream to be here. She has another soliloquy. It's unfortunate the game that Maddie has played. I still like her as a person. I think it's unfortunate the way that she's been treated. I think it's unfortunate the way that the game has played out for her. Let's send Maddie some love on her way out of the house here. As a fan of the game, as somebody who really cared about being there, I think she deserves a little bit of respect here on her way out. Will unfortunately cannot bring up the nerve to tell her that she's leaving and that he's voting her out. So that's also a thing.
Yep. This is classic Will behavior. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. Vote you out. And then just be like, I don't know. That's the thing. Like once he has to pay for this receipt of, did you know you were getting rid of me? Yes. You have to say yes. But if you say no, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't. So he's really messing himself up. Honestly, you know, props to Maddie. Girl applied every year to be on here. We, you know, preseason, the video of her circulated when she found out BB Cam was coming back in tears, happy. I'm glad she got her moment. I'm glad she got to play the game. She survived the triple, which she was very proud of herself for. We saw last week, you know, saying that, well, Kevin didn't do that in his first round. So, you know, good for her. She made it to fifth. That's nothing to, you know, slouch at. I know that she was a little too high on herself with her DRs. Really thought she was like in the steer, like controlling stuff when she wasn't. But, you know, it's like when you're a fan, you kind of, you're the hero of your own story. And I think that's what it was. And I think that the fact that she did make it this far, she was on the block at one point. She got saved for a backdoor plant for Veronica. And like, you know, we're all happy with that. So ultimately, it was a fun trip for her. And I'm sure she's going to savor this, you know, this memory forever. So good for her. Take care, Maddie. See ya at some point.
Yeah, I'm sure that Maddie is the kind of person who, once she gets out of the house and sees what actually went down and what her game actually was, like, she's probably the kind of person that's gonna be able to like poke fun at herself for like,
yeah, oh, she'll laugh about it.
I was totally wrong about everything. I talked to Peely for the Taran show, hopefully at some point I sent it off to Scott. And when I talked to Peely, she was like, man, I sucked my season. Like, I didn't know anything. What a dummy I was. I spent all my time flirting with Kevin. Speaking of Peely, she will be with us tonight to recap the eviction episode, to send Maddie off. So tune into that later tonight after the episode. I will be back tomorrow at 10 a.m. Eastern. I assume with Puya again.
I'll be here.
All right. That's all we've got for you. We're the home stretch here. One more week and we're done. So thank you guys for joining us. You can follow me on Twitter at ArmstrongTaran. You can follow Puya at Puyaism. And we'll see you next time.